Grace, mercy, and peace be unto you from God, our Heavenly Father, and Jesus Christ, our Lord and Savior. Amen. Dear brothers and sisters in Christ, Adam and Eve, Abraham and Sarah, Boaz and Ruth, Isaiah, Jeremiah, Hosea, Joel, Amos, Obadiah, Joseph and Mary, you and me, angels and archangels and all the company of heaven, God and all of his dear children, together in the new heaven and the new earth, behold how good and pleasant it is when brothers dwell in unity. For there the Lord has commanded the blessing, life forevermore. Psalm 133, verses 1 and 3. It would be the Garden of Eden all over again. The Garden of Eden would have been a climatic paradise that apparently needed no rain because it was watered by a mist coming up from the ground. There would have been no storms or harmful natural occurrences. Everything about God's creation would have been perfect. After all, he pronounced it very good at the end of the sixth day. What God says is very good cannot have any flaws whatsoever. Therefore, the world in which Adam and Eve lived would have been the perfect temperature, the perfect humidity, without pests or diseases, without anything that would detract from their enjoyment of knowing God in a perfect, undiluted way. The wolf shall dwell with the lamb, and the leopard shall lie down with the young goat, and the calf and the lion and the fatted calf together, and a little child shall lead them. The cow and the bear shall graze, their young shall lie down together, and the lion shall eat straw like the ox. The nursing child shall play over the hole of the cobra, and the weaned child shall put his hand on the adder's den. Isaiah chapter 11, verses 6 to 8. This is the new heaven and the new earth, and surely this is meant, what is meant by the word paradise. The whole wide world united. How dearly we would love that sort of unity, wouldn't we? And you know, God desires unity with us too, but in our world, we have such disunity. Most of us are painfully aware of how much crime, violence, and sin exist in our world. And if you ever doubt that fact, just turn on the evening news and the Christian sees that this is the effect of sin in our world. We know that all of this is the result of the fall of man. The situation persists because too many people love the darkness rather than the light. You know, it all seems we're like outside of the holy city. Well, look around. We're sure not in Eden. We're denied the place that God intended for us to gather in unity around the tree of life. And no, I'm not talking about the one at Disney's Animal Kingdom, but the tree of life. We have such disunity in this world. We have such disunity because we have all fallen for a lie, hook, line, and sinker. Adam and Eve fell for the devil's lie. Adam and Eve went their own way. And what did it get them? They gave up on the image of God to be like God. They gave up on the true worship of God. They rejected God's command not to eat of the tree. And they turned away from his face, the very act of disobedience. They feared his presence because they feared his wrath. They thought that they could be independent of God. They believed that they did not need him or his word. They embraced the lie and the death that came with it. And the world is still captive to that lie. That lie that says that you need to do it on your own. It says you need to be independent, separate. You need to be independent from one another. You need to be independent from God. We have fallen for the same lie, hook, line, and sinker. We've become slaves and victims to the devil's wicked schemes that has indeed cast us out of the garden, away from the tree of life. Those captive to the lie are outside of the holy city. They are cut off from life. They are excluded from God's presence. They are denied worship of God. They are accursed. But God does not leave us abandoned to the lie. Rather, He draws us unto Himself. We are united with God in the truth of His Word. He draws us in the flesh of Jesus Christ. For Jesus is the bright morning star. Jesus is the root and the descendant of David. And Jesus has all these divine titles. And He draws us through His Word. His Word calls and enlightens. His Word is a lamp of truth which banishes the darkness of sin and unbelief and the lie. We are united in the flesh of Christ. We are united in one place where God sustains us with the river of the waters of life, and God sustains us with the one tree of life. We're gathered to share in His blessings, to receive the water of the river of baptism, to receive the healing fruit of the tree, the Lord's Supper. We are gathered in the true worship of God, one Lord, one faith, one baptism, which gives us unity in His promises. His baptism, death, resurrection, and ascension are ours, and He is coming. We will see Him face to face on the last day in eternal life. And we again will possess the image of God reigning with Him. While waiting in expectation, we invite, proclaim, and pray. We invite others to share in Christ and the waters of life. We proclaim Christ's word faithfully, and we pray, "Come, Lord Jesus." Yes, come, Lord Jesus, and bring us to the new Eden. Place us around the tree of life forevermore together. Bring us the unity that we only find in Christ. For this is what we believe. Hook, line, and sinker. Amen. Let us make a joyful noise unto the Lord. Amen.